In 2017, Pennsylvania lawmakers banned lunch shaming. Public schools were barred from stigmatizing students who could not afford to pay for lunch in the cafeteria. Keystone Crossroads contributor Emily Rizzo reports that over the summer, the state quietly re-legalized the practice.
About half of Pennsylvania students are enrolled in a program that gives free or reduced lunch. But what about those who aren't enrolled, but still struggle to pay for school meals? That's where lunch shaming comes into the picture, and sometimes the dreaded cheese sandwich.
Lunch shaming exists. It continues to exist because you got the cheese sandwich. We all know what the cheese sandwich means.
That's Donna Bullock, a Democratic state rep from Philadelphia who led efforts to ban lunch shaming in 2017. But over the summer, in an omnibus bill, lawmakers revived the practice. If students have more than $50 in lunch debt, schools can give them cheaper alternate meals.
School districts are using tools that are not just bullying to these children, but shaming families and parents that may be in a difficult situation. And oftentimes it's for very small amounts.
So why the law change? In part because districts are on the hook for lunch debts that in some cases have doubled since shaming was banned. Superintendent Joseph Roy of the Bethlehem School District says debts increased more than 50%. Bethlehem has kept its ban on lunch shaming, but Roy worries some families could be taking advantage of the policy.
It's hard to sort out families that aren't paying because they're really in a tough situation, in which case we know there's enough stressors on families and students, and I don't want to add to that. And then there are some that can pay that just aren't responding. So it's hard to sort out who's who.
Bethlehem and other districts have opted to use collection agencies to get debts from parents. That's troubling to child welfare advocates, especially as a recent United Way study found that roughly 1 in 3 Pennsylvania households struggle to afford life's basic necessities. Donna Cooper is the executive director of Public Citizens for Children and Youth.
The cost of housing, the cost of transportation, the cost of child care and after school child care for children has risen much faster than wages. So families that we think ought to be able to, like their income, let's say they're at $45,000, those families are underwater.
Some parents who would qualify for free or reduced lunch aren't signing up, either because they don't know about the program or they want to avoid the stigma. Advocates say schools should help parents overcome those hurdles with better communication. Even in wealthier districts, communication is needed about lunch debt. In the Pennsbury District in Bucks County, leaders have asked parents to use an app that monitors debt levels in real time. Andrea Deniker is a parent there.
My son is notorious for racking up lunch debt. So unbeknownst to me, we racked up about $50. And I would get an alert on my phone saying that, you know, the account was negative and, you know, how to pay it.
According to National School Nutrition Studies, the number of students going into debt for school lunch has been steadily rising since 2014. Emily Rizzo, Keystone Crossroads.